Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you.
That's Carl Perkins bringing us back. It's not Elvis. I know it sounds like him, but it's not. It's Carl Perkins, the great Carl Perkins. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book is ageofthecustomer.com. Check that out when you get a chance. Chip Bell is our guest, our good friend. He's the author of the outstanding, exciting new book on taking care of your customers, loving up your customers. It's called Sprinkles, Creating Awesome Experience Through Innovative Service. Chip, thanks again for being here. Tell the audience how they can find your book and you.
Oh, anywhere you buy books. It's available at 800 CEO Read. That's one of my favorite places to get books. Of course, Amazon carries it. Barnes & Noble carries it. So anywhere you buy normally books, you should be able to find it. It's more likely to be found online than in the bookstore.
It's a neat little book that I promise you, you'll like hanging out with, and I'll tell you, your people will get a lot out of this book. I know you're doing a lot of companies are buying this book for their employees, Chip. One of the things that I want to talk about is something that, you know, I in the previous segment, I talked about the younger generation not appreciating, maybe not appreciating thank you, like the one guy wrote in to me about. But I'm going to blame our generation, the baby boomers, for not taking the time to train employees. I don't care how old they are, on why it's important to do the sprinkles. I mean, we back to what we said earlier. I may like to get sprinkles, but am I giving sprinkles? And we can't presume that employees will do that on their own, can we?
I agree, and I think part of the blame is leadership, because I think when you make it important to that person to do that, and more importantly, when you do it to the in front line, you know, we know that the way the front line is treated by leadership, by management, by supervision, is echoed to the customer. And so it's leaders willing to say thank you to that front line for extra effort and reminding them that this, hey, next time we talk to the customer, make sure they're giving us their money, hard-earned money. Let's make sure we thank them for that. If you insist on that, then more likely they'll pick it up and start practicing.
Well, I'll tell you something else. I think we ought to say, okay, folks, let's do a little economics lesson here. Do you know where your money comes from? When you get a paycheck, do you know where that money comes from? Oh, well, yeah, it comes out of your checking account. No, it doesn't come out of my checking account. It comes out of your customers' checking, our customers' checking accounts.
Right.
You know what I mean? Go back, take them all the way back.
I think
and
all
say
the way
and
back
say if do you like getting a paycheck? If you do, then we need to like our customers.
Exactly.
And love them up. Love them up.
Exactly. Jim Walton always said, you know, the customer can fire everyone in your organization from the CEO to the frontline employee simply by spending their money somewhere else.
But people have gotten, and I'm going to tell you something, and I'm going to say this, folks. I'm saying this, and I mean this. I see it all the time. Small business owners, Chip, have gotten lazy training their people how to make customers think that they just got some, what you call sprinkles.
Right, right. I think it, and I'm hoping the book will help give them both instruction in how to do it and inspiration.
They should be able to take your book and basically go through it and make that happen, shouldn't they?
Exactly. It's not complicated.
Yeah.
It's not hard at all.
But
it makes a huge difference. Just like my example with Sandy in the first segment, it's not hard, it's not complicated, but it's just making it matter because what you're creating in that customer is a memory that they and a story they want to tell everybody they encounter. And
I was
brings customers in.
I was in Pittsburgh several years ago, probably maybe 8 or 9 years ago, and at a restaurant. I think it was at a Hyatt. It's just a Hyatt restaurant. Wasn't a home country, you know, local type restaurant. And this guy was waiting on us. He brought us our breakfast, and you could see him doing whatever he was doing. He was performing, And he set your eggs down in front of you and he'd say, "Here's your feast."
Your feast.
I've never forgotten that guy. That's the kind of thing you want people to remember. That's the ding in branding, isn't it?
Exactly. And it's letting that customer know it was an honor getting to serve you.
Right.
That's
just, that shouldn't be hokey.
No.
People shouldn't think that this is not hokey. This is what human beings want. Remember what John Nesbitt said 30 plus years ago. The more high tech we have, the more high touch we want.
Absolutely. Yeah. Future Shock. That's a great book.
Yeah. So wrap it up for us, Chip. Talk to us about how we can make this happen. Get more sprinkles in our lives.
Exactly. I think it is, again, looking for the little ways. And I think it starts by recognizing what's relevant to the customer is this today, is that sense of adding that little extra. And I'll give you one quick example. Candace Nelson, who's an entrepreneur, has started the first cupcake ATM. it is a metaphor, and it's spreading everywhere. I mean, it's a fast-growing, it's called Sprinkles Cupcakes, is the name of her company. But it is a metaphor for today's customers. First of all, the ATM's 24/7. You get your cupcake in 10 seconds, and you get a great cupcake, but you get it your way, personalized, with sprinkles.
That's all kinds of sprinkles. Folks, think about that. Tell us where to find the book again, Chip.
Well, you can buy it on 800CEORead.com, Amazon.com, BN.com, all of the good places you buy them.
Thank you, Chip. Come back soon.
I will do it, Jim. Thanks for having
Chip
me.
Chip
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.